Versão 2. Prologue. The defense of life has become a commonplace. Everybody invoked, from those with the genetic to those with planetary wars. Some see in living forms an enabler of profit, an inalienable patrimony of humanity. Some see in the existing forms and its an endless profit and reserve money of humanity. Some deplore that life had been so artificially decomposed and recombined to the point that its concept has been volatilized. Others celebrate that such denaturalization opened the way at last to new forms of post-humanity. This unfinished debate may be the symptom of a paradox that lies at the heart of the contemporary condition. On one hand, life has become the supreme target of capital. On the other hand, life itself became a capital, rather the capital per excellence, that everyone and anyone can dispose virtually, with political consequences to be determined. Capital life starts from this paradoxical condition, where are puzzled lines of domination and liberation, of escape, of command and resistance, of life and death. It is undeniable. Capital never penetrates and so far body and soul, at least and their intelligence. In the prime source invention, it's life that was embryonic of Foucault already in the mid-60s. Very soon he sensed that what the power mainly invested, life, was precisely what now anchored the resistance to it, at an inevitable overturn. But maybe he didn't take this intuition to the ultimate consequences. It fell to Deleuze explicit that the power of life, biopotency, should be an answer to the power over life, biopower. It fell to Deleuze explicit that the power of life, biopotency, should be an answer to the power over life, biopower. Biopotency means the political potency of life, insofar as it varies its forms and reinvents its coordinates of enunciation, travels between the life, also agambeisms, in the gathered here.
Trebalo bi da postoji nešto prilično apstraktno zvano radna snaga, koja se može kupiti ili prodati u situacijama koje određuju ili osnovnu društvenu nepravdu ili uspostavljaju nešto manje društvene pravde. Sa ove tačke gledišta nije toliko bitno da je razmjena poštena ili nije, jer uvijek postoji selektivno nasilje u činu plaćanja, a postoji i mistifikacija u samom principu razgovora u terminima radne snage.
Okay, what follows is the pride. I'm everybody into those an infinite resource for profit and search, while others view it as an inalienable patrimony of humanity. There are people who claim that life has been artificially decomposed and recombined to the point that the self has escaped one's life, and of a paradox at the core of the contemporary condition. On one hand, life has become the supreme target of capital. On the other hand, life itself has become capital. If not the capital par excellence, a settlement for one and another, virtually that is, with political consequences to be determined.
So life has become the capital that everybody has, everyone and anybody has. And this has political consequences to be determined.
Yes. Capital life is in the milieu of this paradoxical situation where lines, domination and liberal, condape, and resistance are confused. Well, we are in milieu. Side, very same time.
The source.
Conditions.
Life is common.
Serves
yes,
as the starting point for new collective struggles and revendications.
Yeah, so that's why we can call it capital common.
Yes. This ambiguous situation was already thematized by Michel Foucault in the mid-70s. He sensed very early that power invested in life a priori which would inevitably cause a complete turn in the future. But perhaps he did not carry his intuition to the ultimate.
DCD.
Pa štimao sam nam muziku za background.
A, da. Ovaj posao zahtjeva muzičku pratnju.
Za napetost scene, za motivaciju.
The thought of the outside. The outside of thought. We should evoke the name of Maurice Blanchot in order to remind us of the barely audible voice which uniquely marked the thought of an entire generation, which includes the Blanchot, French philosophy, even though the name which they knew what makes it so or is it that if you're going mystery and the remnant, existence is always solid to hold and entering between exceeding and entering. And between the desire for or the thing of our planet in solid. Kafka described this solitude as an exile. Now we're the citizen in this old world, which compares usual world just as the desert compares to the cultivated land. But so unsure, the meaning of land would be wrong on the world side. Negligent, in an end of harmony, the right words, in Blanche, not the words of work, so that the same.
Danas nam dobro ide, da? Priča je išla sporo, pa danas baš lijepo ide.
Daska za daskom, daska za daskom na hrb.
Ne, ponovi, neka zvuči više kao da mumljaš sebi u bradu.
Daska za daskom, daska za daskom na hrb.
Thank you.
Okay. Vida capital life. Myself. Me, c'est moi. Okay. The defense of life has become commonplace. Everybody invokes it, from the ones who care about genetic manipulation to those who worry about Star Wars. Some see existing life forms as an infinite reserve for profit and search, while others view it as an inalienable patrimony of humanity. The people who claim life has been artificially decomposed and rebound to the point that the concept itself has escaped. Simultaneously, some celebrate that denaturalization eventually opens life for new forms of post-humanity. This inconclusive debate is perhaps a symptom of a paradox that is temporary condition. Life has become the and life itself par excellence, virtually, that is.
So love that everybody done.
Capital life of this paradox and liberation, command and receive, the law is the mid. They are the environment. And we have, capital has never genes and intelligence and imaginary into the nucleus of vitality. At the very same time, vitality has become the prime fountain of modern capitalism.
It is the source of value.
Yeah, the fountain. It is an inexhaustible reservoir
of value.
It is an exhaustible reserve for ideas and origins, inventions and recompositions. And hence, capital becomes something common.
What comes common? Life is capital common.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Yes.
Life is, life, after all, capital, which is common.
It belongs to everybody, life, that is. Serves.
Yes,
so as the starting point for new collective struggles and revendication.
Yeah, so that's why we can call it capital.
Thematized by that power which would be met intuition.
Kako onda možemo uspjeti da govorimo bez davanja naređenja, bez davanja naređenja, bez davanja naređenja? Kako možemo učiniti da ljudi bez prava na govor govore, bez prava na govor govore, bez prava na govor govore?
Акция. jedna za drugom, prasak za praskom, sve na hrpu.
Ne, ne mogu tako brzo, dok ja iščupam jednu dasku, traje to.
Da, da, okej, okay, nađite ritam. Što više škripanja, to bolje. Da vas čujem kako se znojite. Prasak, daska, prasak, daska, prasak, daska, prasak, daska, diži prašinu. Pauza, dobrišeš znoj sa lica. Nema žurbe, uzmi si dužu pauzu.
From the book Capital Life by Peter Paul Pelbart, the following is a translation of Tensi made and biopotency, no? Biopolitics Four Hands by Lee, along with the young American philosopher Michael Hart. Empire is the first big cartography of the third millennium. The authors had the courage to think the present context in its wider scope, the planetary, with a breath that hasn't been seen for a long time. An outline at the same time historical, philosophical, cultural and economical, political and anthropological. The processes of domination and subjectivation that have been installed in the latest years, as well as some indications, even if embryonic, of the possibilities of its regression, appear with a disturbing clarity. The starting point is an unequivocal diagnosis. we are at the time of the empire. The empire is the new structure of command in everything postmodern, decentralized and deterritorialized, responding to the current. There is without limits. It ends of the world. This is to say, native order of population, desire of time, of sub-political order, covering the end, however, from the top and way, inspired by democratic network with the social unique religious. The empire coincides with the society of control, as the West has systematized it, in the wake of Foucault. In replacement of the disciplinary dispositives that once formatted our subjectivity, new forms of control arise. Instead of the by family and factory period and the deity of controls of monitoring immanent minds, this period before progressively collapsed. The new regime of control is flat, open space. In flat, open space, implements itself through systems of communication, information networks, frameworks of activities, and is as if interiorized and activated by the subjects themselves in a state that the authors called autonomous alienation. Through flexible, inflective, and floating networks, the power changes its figure, extends its scope, its penetration, intensity, its ability to mobilize. Extending a Foucauldian intuition, the authors note that the power in the present is not only repressive, restrictive and punitive, but also occupied with the positive production and reproduction of life itself in its totality. It is the biopolitical dimension of the society of control. It corresponds to the entry of body and life, as well as its mechanism. The domain of the ex is about a form within.
Gotovo je.
Gotovo.
Skoro je gotovo.
Skoro je gotovo. Mora biti skoro gotovo.
Daska za daskom.
Daska za daskom.
Po jedna jedna.
Odjednom hrpa. Nam hrpa. Mala hrpa. Nemoguća hrpa. Nemoguća hrpa. Nemoguća hrpa.
Nemoguća rupa. Nemoguća rupa.
Nemoguća uloga. Na istu hrpu, da. Pazi kako to slažeš. Želim da mi hrpu bude.
Centriranje.
Ok, sorry, oprostite. Nemoj me gledat. Na istu hrpu, da. A pazi kako to slažeš. Ne, mogu oprostit. Evo idem sačem. Ne, ono kao, već sam to gledam. Na istu hrpu, da. Al pazi kako to slažeš. Želim da mi hrpa bude centri... Oprosti, okej, okay, molim te. Ko mi to sad radi? Okay.
Ne znam šta, ali ja sam ti skoncentrirana u krupa. Nema šanse.
Ne, a?
Fuck. Ok, evo sad ću. Daj, samo me pustite da bijem 15 minut. Možeš ti početi ovo nakon minu, šefe, ne?
Ok, šefice.
Šefe, ja isto hrpu bacam, ili...
Ovo je jako, jako zločesto što se mi dešava. Neću mi ga zvoliti što se čuvira da
pisam.
Nema, imam sad histeriju, opet smijeh.
Dobro, i to se snima, i to je nešto dobro.
Ovo je jako, jako zločesto što se mi dešava. Neću mi ga zvoliti što se crira da nema, imam sad histeriju, opet smijeh.
Dobro, i to se snima, i to je nešto dobro.
By several contemporary thinkers, among them Tony Negri, Giorgio Agamben, Paolo Virno, Jean-Luc Nancy, or even Maurice Blanchot. Namely, that we live in a crisis of the common. The forms that previously seemed to guarantee men with a common surrounding and assured some consistency to the social ties lost their significance and have gone into collapse for good, from the so-called public sphere to the consecrated ways of associating, community, national, ideological, political party, syndical, amidst media, economic consent, or religious repressed in paralyzation of common life to defend of life. Oh well, that is when we partake wars. We are kidnapping day under consecularized forms that at the same such figuration start to finally appear for what they are, pure specter. In another, after world here for what cliches of love, cliches of the people, cliches of politics or revolution, cliches of that which connects us to the world, and as such, emptied of their meaningfulness, are revealed as cliches, that is, ready-made images, mere tracery then, in order in its aesthetic to be determined today, mapping of the spectral character common comes about in very specific conditions, that is, precisely in a moment in which the common, and not its image, is apt to appear in its maximum force of affectation, in an imminent way, given the new current productive and biopolitical context. In other words, unlike some decades ago, in which the common was defined, but also lived as that abstract public space, which joined individualities and was placed over them, whether as public space or as politics. Today, the common is the productive space par excellence. The contemporary context brought out in an unforeseen manner, because in its proper
Šefe, na istu hrpu bacam ili...
Na istu hrpu, da, a pazi kako...
Oste, evo idem sačem.
Šefe, na istu hrpu bacam ili...
Na istu hrpu, da, a pazi kako...
Oste, evo idem sačem.
Franco and Senor Magma are odd. It is about a breathing problem, the relaxation of history as the battleground of subjectivity. In order to describe the historical becoming in terms of subjectivity, modern thought uses ideological, conceptual, and the rightful compact bodies, political plans, simplification, actions, and singularities prolonged express the physics of solid bodies, but only in terms of a psychochemistry of techno-neuronal flows. The society appears as an immense fluid solution in which psychochemical substances of different colors spread, fade, blend, and confuse together. Beliefs, traditions, illusions, creeds, hatreds, desires, strata of the media in the cyberspace, this level of the behavior, that of refraction, depends on the varying degree. It is true that the economy functions as a transversal semiotic code, able to command the infinite range of differentiation. But the economy does not unify, does not help to find a human universal element in the kaleidoscope of difference. On the contrary, it introduces aggression in the relationships and identity rigidities. Bifo wants to map the neuromagma following a compositional method, neurocompositional, he says, which consists in following the flows that shape the social psyche and cognition, the technomediatic flows, the desiring flows. Rather than trying to predict the future, it is about functioning as a schizoterminal that issues out different prophecies, depending on the flows that traverse it and the networks to which it is connected. It is not about prediction, but imagination. Cyberspace and this undeniable powers the world during the past decades, and the computer, while the available cannot keep up the fluxes of sleep, all pace of organic and suffering of the organism be intensified, loss of intensity consequences. Other loses its beauty, also becomes a burden, anxiety, fear, and aggression. Cyberspace invades to the strangulation point the sphere of the cyber-temporal sensitivity, because sensitivity exists in time and space became too dense to allow time to work it out with some enjoyment.
For Lifo, it is in this intersection of electronic cyberspace and organic cybertime that one finds the impasse of contemporary change. The cyberspace as the virtually endless connection of subjects of enunciation, and the cybertime as the time required by the organic brain to elaborate the surrounding information. There is no way to analyze this moment without taking into account the brutal technological deterritorialization in which the
Pazi kako to slažeš.
Pazi. Meni je to nekako
naravno. Pa moram biti sreći.
To medical anthropology, we're dealing with you, and with the ancient grief, what came upon you puts the accent on the active dimension of that which happens to us. This is about an experience which is acted by someone in as much as it is followed by them. Act as it is followed by all is the being. This is about a potential puissance of being affected, of changing states, of passing across. Since what good is all this if it doesn't allow us to speak of illness as an event rather than as a deficit,
as an inauguration, the changes our state. If illness is a form of time, that which is alive, nosography, to suffer, want it. But there is a point in the life of an individual where that pathic dimension no longer appears to be possible. Paradoxically, this is right where all possibilities open up, even if to the sick person the present appears as totally blocked. It's crisis that reveals to us the forces which have been at play, and redistributes them by answering the question, are things going in the direction of life or of death? Crisis is not the result of a series, rather it's a beginning which creates its own time and space without obeying the coordinates of a world called objective or ontic. Hence the opposition between the pathic and the ontic, which was so important to von Weizsäcker and which would force the knowledge of suffering to displace itself, objectivity, possibilities, these habits such a privileged means of putting and globally with the continuity. Illness, a new way of relativity that von Weizsäcker is conceived. This is the moment when this in critical and the continuity cracks. It's impossible to transpose all these considerations onto the illness in the heterological domains. Psychiatrist, concentration camp, and psychiatric hospitals of the World War era wrote a thesis with a title that is hard to outdo in its suggestiveness concerning such subjective upheavals. The lived experience of the end of the world in madness. The living through of catastrophe, social commotion.
Power over life, potency of life. The Chinese emperor decided to build a great wall that would run all around the borders of the immense empire and would protect it against the invasion of the nomads coming from the north. The construction of the great wall mobilized the entire population for years in a row. Kafka tells that it was constructed in bits and pieces. A wall brick was erected here, another there, more over there, and they did not necessarily meet. So that large cracks, kilometers wide gaps, would open between one and another of these large sections of wall, built in those desert areas. The result was a discontinuous wall was wood, as it did, perhaps through the borders of dark. Obeyed a rigor command, their true intentions. Meanwhile, a shreddy camping in the south of the Imperium Palace. The agitation decree mobilizes all against the earth of the car is a prisoner. They talk like crowds. Imperial Palace. They do not know the local customs and insinuate the weirdness in the capital they infiltrated. They ignore the laws of the empire. They seem to have their own law that no one understands. It is a schizo law, as the laws and guatarity of the nomad simultaneously press of you and at the same always in and the city language. And it's a territory, but at the same time Ian does it. He hardly comes into direct confrontation with what he refuses. He rejects dialectical opposition, which he knows to be submitted to the opponent's ground from the start. So he slides, he slips, he refuses the game or subverts its meaning. He undermines his own ground and thus resists the dominant orders. The nomad, just like the schizophrenic, is the deterritorialized par excellence, the one who escapes and makes everything escape. He makes his own deterritorialization a subjective territory. How can the empire deal with such a fleeting subjective territory? But how can it not deal with it? For as many concrete walls an emperor can build, rent to destabilize. Even more true, indeed, I paint, if not people, by plugging the dream, everyone, the promise, all safe, and what is it, that if not ways of living and consume life, when referring thereto, distributes information constantly access life.
Stavi se na prvu poziciju, lijevo, gdje si započeo sa rupom u podu već. Mm. Počinje s tvoje lijeve i kreće se prema sredini sa daskama u ruci. Na lijevu stranu, svo kretanje sa lijevog prema sredini. Sa ruba prema sredini, kao što smo vježbali. Izađeš, uzmeš alat i počinješ. Probajmo sad samo koreografiju.
Imam ideju. Krećem.
Nek se čuje svo to škripanje i cvidanje. Dasku sasvim polako vuci po podu. Na sredinu ih baci sa što glasnim treskom. Na sredini gradimo hrpu. Ne osvrći se na publiku, potpuno si udubljen u rad.
Jedno za drugom. Sve na kup, u sredinu.
Kreće se malo umorno, nezainteresirano. Svejedno si udubljen, totalno udubljen u to što radiš.
Osjećam monotoniju da se...
Da, zviždanje je dobro. Samo ne tako veselo, nisi valjda sad tako sretan da radiš. Zamisli o čemu razmišlja ovaj radnik. O predstavi, o daskama, o rupi na podu.
Ili razmišljam o pivu i postoji, hladno pivu.
Totalno si zakopiran da bude to jedna savršena hrpa dok bacaš daske.
Prva ideja se tiče rada. trebalo bi da postoji nešto prilično apstraktno zvano radna snaga, koja se može kupiti ili prodati u situacijama koje određuju ili osnovnu društvenu nepravdu ili uspostavljaju nešto manje društvene pravde. Sa ove tačke gledišta nije toliko bitno da je razmjena poštena ili nije, jer uvijek postoji selektivno nasilje u činu plaćanja, a postoji i mistifikacija u samom principu razgovora u terminima radne snage.
Jedna za drugom, jedna za drugom, druga za trećom, jedna za drugom.
Hrpa!
Vidi pot!
Gdje si ti, čoč?
E pa, štimao se na muziku za background.
A da, ovaj posao zahtjeva muzičku pratnju.
Za napetost scene i za motivaciju.
Nego, danas nam dobro ide, da? Juče je sporo išlo, danas baš lijepo ide.
Daska za daskom, daska za daskom na hrpu.
Ne, daj, ponovi, neka zvuči više malo kao da mumljaš sebe u bradu.
Daska za daskom, daska za daskom na hrpu.
Jezik je sistem naredbi, a ne sredstvo za prenošenje informacija. Kako onda možemo uspjeti da govorimo bez davanja naređenja, bez tvrdnje da predstavljamo nešto ili nekog? Kako možemo učiniti da ljudi bez prava na govor govore? I kako možemo povratiti zvuku ulogu u borbi protiv moći? Pretpostavljam da je nalik ovome biti stranac u sopstvenom jeziku, iscrtati neku vrstu linije bega za reči.
Akcija. Jedna za drugom. Prasak za praskom. Sve na hrpu.
Ej, pa ne mogu tako brzo. Dok ja iščupam jednu dasku, kraj je to.
Da, da, nađite ritam. Što više škripanja, to bolje. Da vas čujem kako se znojite. Prasak, daska, prasak, daska, prasak, daska, prasak, daska. Diži prašinu.
Daske. Daske. Iskino do rane.
Pauza. Da obrišeš znoj sa lica. Nema žurbe, uzmi si dužu pauzu.
Gotovo, gotovo je. Skoro je gotovo, mora biti skoro gotovo.
Daska za daskom, jedna po jedna i onda jednog dana. Odjednom hrpa, mala hrpa, nemoguća hrpa.
Nemoguća hrpa.
Nemoguća rupa.
Nemoguća uloga.
A kad postavljamo nove daske?
Slušaj, ja to sad ne znam. Ja sam redateljica. Ne postavljam ja uvijete za to.
Pa ti nam cijelo vrijeme govoriš šta da radimo.
Da, za nove daske trebaju pare.
Tako se dovode u pitanje dva svakodnevna shvatanja. Shvatanje radne snage i informacije. Ne kažemo da bi trebalo dati istinitu informaciju, niti da bi radnu snagu trebalo dobro platiti. To bi bile samo ispravne ideje. Kažemo da su ova shvatanja veoma sumnjiva.
Ok, sad je dovoljno bulažnjena. Radnik 2, počinjemo sa radom. Na poziciju, bitno je da se uskladite, kao što smo vježbali. Oboje radite sada, isto što je radnik 1 do sada sam radio. Samo sad jedan čupa daske, a drugi baca. Probajmo malo improvizirati, ajde. Možete razgovarati, samo molim improvizaciju.
Okej, šefice.
Šefe, Na istu hrpu bacam ili...
Da, da, na istu hrpu, da. Ali pazi kako to slažeš. Hrpa mora biti centrirana. Prašina mora padati pod svjetlo na hrpu. Budi pozoran.
Šta, da sad bacam daske na sredinu pozornice?
Da, rekao sam. To je privilegirana pozicija. Razmišlja kao da si radnik čovječe. Kao radnik na poslu.
Pa dobro, jer mi dobivamo plaću za to?
Ne.
Honorar?
Ne. Koncentracija, molim. Ovo je veoma bitan trenutak na sceni.
Kakva je ovo uloga? Mi nismo umjetnici, mi smo radnici. Ona je umjetnik. Radimo kao da dobivamo plaću, ali ne zato što dobivamo plaću.
Ovo je nestvarna uloga. Ovo je nestvarna uloga.
Šta su ljudi zaista spremni da kupe, a drugi da prodaju? Što nisu nužno iste stvari. Mislim da sva ova pitanja i mnoga druga, sve ove slike i mnoge druge, cepaju shvatanje radne snage. Na prvom mjestu, sama predstava rada arbitrarno odvaja jednu oblast aktivnosti, odsjeca rad od njegovog odnosa prema ljubavi, kreativnosti, čak i prema stvaralaštvu.
Pazi na tu zavesu, molim te. Znaš koliko nas je koštalo ovo platno iza? Ne želiš uništiti projekcijsko platno. Ne želiš uništiti sad to što ljudi dolaze gledati.
Ljudi? Ljudi dolaze gledati nas?
Da, nas. Nas i ovu hrpu koju prenosimo iz jednog dijela na drugi.
Iz drugog dijela na treći.
Da, iz trećeg, u četvrti. Da, odlična koreografija. Odličan ritam. Bacajte daske. Centriraj tu hrpu.
Da se kao da se.